Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for I-10 Wired Radio, brought to you by IT Gulf Coast, Florida West, and App River.
Good morning, everybody. This is Curtis Cantrell. I'm with Southtel, and I'm hosting the I-10 Wired Summit from beautiful Pensacola Beach, Florida, where the weather's great. We have some guests here. We're going to talk about I-10 Wired, and my co-host down at the end of the table.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Trouble in a bucket right here.
Trouble in a bucket. That's right. So anyway, let's start with the young lady closest to the end of the table there.
And that's
hello.
Tell us about you and what you have seen so far at I-10 that's got you fired up.
Hey guys, my name is Rhonda White and I work for Sirius Technical Services. We are an engineering and IT staffing agency. I would say the thing that's got me pumped up the most was the job fair last night. That's the thing that kind of kicked it off, Curtis. It's been an amazing event to see the students that come out and looking for these types of jobs. We're just really happy that they're here and participating.
I was really excited to see the number of people that came here. We actually told the potential employees when they came in, look, these things are going to the top of the heap because these guys are serious about going to work.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Great. What would you like to see? Anything else you want to see next year that you haven't seen this year so far?
You know, I would like to see more participation with the job fair and really get pushed out to UWF, Pensacola State, and kind of move that needle forward with those kids that are going to graduate soon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, of course, this was the first year for the job fair.
Absolutely.
So I think for a springboard,
it was a pretty good
turnout.
Well, yeah. And we also went ahead and threatened Navy Fed that they just need to stop for like 2 weeks. Just let everybody else in the game for a second.
Please.
I did throw the gauntlet down and told them they need to back off just a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They sucking up all the.
They do.
Yeah. Right.
Very
yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Great. Our next guest will tell us who you are, what you do.
My name is Jane Allen, and I'm the founder and CEO of Warriors Working here in the Panhandle. We are working with a local veteran-serving organization called Panhandle Warrior Partnership, and our goal is to match veterans who are transitioning out of the military to specific jobs in technology companies. So the I-10 conference provides us a host of companies who are looking for not only good employees and good people, but they're also looking for veterans. So we are the source for that, to be able to share with you those companies who are looking for those veterans, the individuals who are not only experienced but hardwired to be successful in your companies. So that's what we do.
That is fantastic. We've actually worked with Panhandle Warrior Project. That's a great organization. So tell us, how do we get in touch with you?
So you can go to warriorsworking.com, or you can contact Panhandle Warrior Partnership. They are here in the Panhandle, and go to their website, which is panhandlewarriorpartnership.com.
Great.
.org, I'm sorry, .org.
.org, yeah. Okay.
Hey, Jane, I've never served, but my understanding is that the technical training that you receive in the services is pretty through the roof. Am I correct?
So I am not a veteran either, but I do work with a lot of veterans. And yes, the technical training they receive is really extensive. The difficulty is translating that into the civilian world.
Sure.
So what we're trying to do is help them do that translation so that we can have a warm handshake between that veteran who has not only the experience but also has the interest and really the personality traits that would make them a good employee for a technical company.
So, yeah, because it sounds like some of the hard stuff's already out of the way, right?
That's right.
I mean, that's years of training and practice in a pretty high intense industry.
That's right. And a lot of them
an
have obviously a security clearance already.
Yeah.
So this really provides them an entree. So yesterday I was meeting the businesses, understanding what the criteria were that we're looking for.
Sure.
So now I'm going back to my database to look at those candidates who I think would be a good fit for those companies.
And that security clearance, that's a big, because I know Rhonda here, as you search for employees, that's one of the biggest things that's hard to find. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, to have someone walk into a company and already have their top secret clearance, it may have expired, and a lot of companies now won't sponsor their reactivating of their clearance.
Exactly.
Very cool. Well, we're glad you're here. I'm glad that, I know this is your first year, so welcome.
Thank you
we
so much.
We hope to see
it's
you
great
next.
To be here.
And the organization's doing really good things.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
And so last but not least, Jim, my buddy here with Gilmore Services. Tell us about yourself and your company.
Thank you. My name is Jim Barron. I'm with Gilmore Services. I'm the director of sales. Gilmore Services is an information management company. We're mostly known for our end of life services that we offer. Information end of life. Being that we're in October, we are the Grim Reapers.
That's it, man.
Man, we are the Grim Reapers.
Conveniently stored in your local mason jar.
Yeah, exactly. We are the Grim Reapers of information. Most people know us for our paper shredding services, but we do offer services to this IT sector where we actually physically destroy computer hard drives, and we're here doing that today for the participants. So what I'm most excited to see about is the community support.
Yeah.
That's great.
You got there's a lot of people here.
You've got Absolutely. Clay out here. You've got Underhill out here. You've got there's a lot of support in this community for this industry. And it's going to grow nothing. I mean, it is, it's great.
We have people all the way from South Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. Some that have even come from up north to not only speak, but just to be part of this. Panama City,
Correct.
Destin, Fort Walton, the silos are coming down.
I met a woman at our table here this morning. She came here from Tampa, and she wants to emulate this in Tampa. She wants to do the same thing we're doing here on the Gulf Coast in Tampa.
That must have been Jenny Clark.
Yes, sir.
So
That's
we
her, yep.
we broadcasted with her last year.
Yeah.
She has piggybacked on our planning calls. And really done a really good job duplicating this down there, which is a lot more government and red tape stuff. So it's a little bit more difficult, but she keeps coming back to snag some really cool ideas from
That's
us.
Great.
Okay, so we're glad everybody joined us today. Come by and visit us at the Southtail booth. We've got koozies, we've got letter openers, we've got pens, and we've got a working phone system here. It's actually connected to our office, and it's completely wireless.
We're going to do some live calls here later today and some Twitter tweets and Facebooks, and we're going to move into the tech side of radio
We're
today.
Going to encourage people to call us and get on the radio live.
Yeah.
Yay!
So
yes.
I want to know, what does everybody else got at their booth? Jim, I mean, you get the truck.
We got the trailer out there for shredding the hard drives, and we did put together our last time we were on the show together, I talked about something we're doing for all the small businesses.
Yeah.
We're going to be in each community here coming up for any small businesses that have those hard drives stashed away in their file cabinets. We'll be in Mobile, Alabama, October 27th. We'll be in Pensacola, the 8th of November.
Awesome.
We'll be in Gulf Breeze, the 16th of November. Panama City the 6th of December, and Tallahassee on the 14th. So we're going to get to each of those communities for those small businesses that don't have the opportunity to protect their information correctly.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Good job. Okay, Jane, what do you got hiding down there?
So we have a free career assessment for anybody, not just veterans, but anybody who's at the conference that would like to find out what they want to do specifically if they don't know. So come by, and we'll be happy to give you a free career assessment that's worth $99. So please come by.
Jen, how about you?
That's awesome. Well, at Sirius, we have some pretty cool items to give away. There's a beach spike. I'm not sure if you guys like those or not.
Oh,
I know
absolutely.
It keeps your drink from getting sandy and all kind of crudded. Yeah, so it's great. We have some beach spikes to give away. We've got definitely some information about our company from the perspective of working with clients or from a candidate's perspective. You know, how do you work with Sirius Technical? What's it like to be a contractor? So to me, while the stuff that we give away is awesome, but I also think that the literature that we give away is just as important.
Great.
But we
Great.
Are giving away 4 Yeti over-the-nose cold. I guess you can hold your soup in it or your coffee.
Yeah, it's a cold or hot.
But it's not a canister like I gave away last year. Those were the small ones. So this year, kind of stepped it up and gave away the bigger ones.
So there's a little bit of false advertising there because they told me it will keep something hot for 8 hours and something cold for up to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I put some coffee and some ice cream in there, and it did not do it. It didn't work.
It didn't last 8 hours either. He drank it right now.
Didn't make it.
Yeah.
Ice cream melted and the coffee got cold.
So here's another little rumor that I heard on the way to actually coming in here is that Pelican Drone's in the house,
yes,
right?
Yes, they're giving
away. Yeah. I am winning this. They're not giving it away. Keith is winning this.
Don't even try.
That's right.
Don't even try.
So I just pulled it up. Okay, so Pelican Drones, if you want to be in for this drawing, one, you got to be here later today. So if you're not already here and you're not going to be here, you're out. Don't even try. Second of all, I'm winning it, so it really doesn't matter. But this thing looks like an awesome X-Wing fighter from Star Wars, right? So now I'm really definitely going to win it. But you go on, like their most recent post, like their page, Pelican Drone, and then be here. Be here later today.
And yeah. Keith is going to win it, and Curtis is going to steal it.
That's it. I am going home with a Yeti and a drone today.
There you go.
And don't forget your sand spike for your beverage.
That's it.
Right. That's right.
And they're large enough to put a Yeti in.
That's it.
They're fantastic.
Awesome. Okay, you guys, I want to thank all y'all. Curtis?
On behalf of Southtel, and remember, come see us at the Southtel booth. Voice, data, video, and sound. We're happy to host this event, and glad to see you guys out.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This was so much fun.
Good.
Is it done?
Try not to shred your hard drive.
Try not to say end of life with so much enthusiasm next time, okay?
All right, guys. It's been I-10 Wired Radio. So we'll see you later.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by IT Gulf Coast, Florida West, and App River. If you are interested in sponsoring I-10 Wired Radio, please call 850-288-9959.